This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. We take a look at how the prices fared in the resumption of trade at Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. Of course, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 on our pre-opening commodity market report. Kansas City's September wheat opened at 4.89. That was up 4.5. December opened at 5.05. That was up 4.25. And the March wheat contract at Kansas City opened at 5.13, up 7. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4.01, up 5.75. December at 4.20. Up 5.5, and March at 4.38, up 3. The July 07 wheat contract at 4.51, up 4 on the open. September corn, 2.48 1/4, that opening up 3 1/4. And December at 2.65 1/2, up 3.5. March at 2.79, up 3. And the May corn contract opened at 2.87 3/4, up 2.5. July 07 at 2.97 1/2, up 3 1/4. And December 07 at 3.11 1/2, up 1 3/4. The August soybeans, 5.79, up 3. September, 5.86, up 4.5. November also opened up 4.5 at $6 even. January at 6.13, up 4 3/4. March at 6.23, up 5 3/4. May at 6.31 1/2, up 5. And July 07 at 6.40 1/2, up 4 3/4. Soybean meal for August opened up 160 at 164 even. September up 140 on the open to 165.5. And the 165.50, that is. In August, soybean oil opened up 25 at 26.80. In September, opened up 18 at 26.90. Mercantile Exchange, the feeder cattle for August opened 32.5 higher at 114.15. September up 20 at 114.20. Live cattle for August opened up 82.5 at 83.70. October down, or make that 82.5 lower at 83.70 on the August live. The October down 65 at 88.60. August lean hogs up 20, 69.20 on the open. And October up 35 at 61.15. December down 10, 59.25. Frozen pork bellies for August down 25 at 81.90. And the February 07 contract up 25 at 93.20 on the open. Right now in Kansas City, the wheat contracts are trading 2 3/4 to 7 higher. Board of Trade trading 4 3/4 to 5.5 higher. And the corn contract and the Board of Trade anywhere from up 0.5 to up 2 1/2 right now. And soybeans up 3 to 4 3/4. Joining us on the telephone to talk about these numbers, what it all means, and some of the impacts on the market that we're expecting today and into early next week, Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Lafayette, Indiana. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, how you doing today?
We're doing real well.
Yeah? Some of the numbers are looking, well, up a bit. I guess the Kansas City wheat sees some of the higher gains and you know, pretty much steady on the corn and soybeans. I guess the Informer report wasn't as big a difference as some of the people had looked at.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Informa numbers and the SC Stone numbers look pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to be a real important player here at the end of the day, or as we go into the end of the day and the end of the week, because the point of this week has been how much premium do we need to put into these corn and bean prices, given the fact that we've been able to bottom. And you know, corn now in December is up almost 6% from its low at 251. It's made a new weekly high today, and so it's been a very key leader here this week. And again, it goes back to how much more premium do we need to be putting into this market. And so the Stone and Informa numbers would say, gosh, you probably don't need to put any more premium in, but, and that's if you're only looking at the USDA report. And so we've got that on one side of the fence. One group of traders are trading a lot of the USDA report and a lot of these numbers. The other side of the trade is trading what has led this strength or what has led to this strength this past week, Jay, and there's three three major factors. We've seen a return of demand for wheat and the lowering of world supplies by key areas. And we've also seen outside markets shape up nicely, especially the dollar. The September dollar right now is the lowest it's been since June 6th. And the third factor is how low they had taken these prices, given the heat and given the question marks out there, you know, with the crop and how much help these recent rains have given us. So we would say that the trade is, there's a certain big, large group of traders trading the Informa FC Stone numbers and what the USDA is going to say on August 11th, and the other group is trading some of the outside markets, and hopefully today some of those things will come together. And why do we say that? Because corn is making a big, big play in the moving average complex. Not only do we have the 50-day moving average just overhead and key resistance point, but we've also got the 10-day moving average trying to cross over into the 200-day and try and stimulate a buy signal. A lot of the funds are watching that right now, we think.
As far as the weather goes, we have some forecasts for a return to hotter, drier conditions, although we have some widely scattered showers in the Midwest forecast, particularly for Indiana and Illinois from Ed Kieser on Monday and Tuesday. But generally, considering that we're heading back to more midsummer-like weather, the heat wave maybe not as oppressive as it has been over the last week or so, but still heading toward that. What kind of impact is that going to have? Are we kind of playing a waiting game till we get the latest forecasts today heading in the next week?
Yeah, great question, because that's probably where you'll see a distinction between where the beans trade and where the corn and wheat trade. You know, mm-hmm. coming into this week, the beans for the November contract were actually down 2.5 cents versus the corn and wheat both being up on the week. And so weather has certainly come in and taken some of the fun out of the bean complex. Obviously, the meal not being able to bottom and give us a good base after the census numbers were released earlier this week, that was a big issue too. But you can see that the November beans have a really tough time to manage a thrust and a move above $6. I would guess that today's high, Jay, is 601. We'd probably bet a lot of buy stops are right above that market for the short-term trader, the weather player, the scalper out there that's looking at the afternoon weather models as a short right now, saying, okay, where do I need to get out and take my loss? We'd guess that if you would make new highs of 601, then you'd be able to get back into maybe even going back up to this week's high of 608, and that's certainly something we need to see at this time period. We really do want the beans to play along with the corn and the wheat and a rising tide kind of lift all boats here.
All right, Mike, anything else you want to touch on before we let you go for this morning?
Just the big thing with the payrolls data. We had a lot of payroll numbers out. We had payroll data out this morning, and they were much, much lower in July than the trade had thought. And that may give the Fed a real, real chance to pause here in August, because we've had personal consumption numbers, existing home sales, and GDP numbers that have not met the mark. And it probably would not be real prudent for the Fed to come in and raise rates on August 8th, given where we're at with the Middle Eastern conflict and the energy prices. So another feather in the cap for those people out there calling for no more Fed rate hikes.
Well, Mike, you have a good day. Have a good weekend. I know you'll be back with Todd on the Closing Market Report at 2:06 this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Jay.
All righty. It's Mike Susilo of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
September wheat in Kansas City at 490 is up 5.5 right now. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade, 399.5, up 4. Make that $4 even at up 4.75. December at 420, currently up 5.5. September corn at 247, up 2. December 263.75, up 1.75. March at 277.5, up 1.5. December at 310, up 0.25. August soybeans 579, up 3. And September at 584.25, up 2.75. November 598.75, up 3.25. November 07 at 653, up 3.25. Soybean meal for August, 163.70, up 130. The August soybean oil at 26.58, up 3. August feeder cattle, 114.60, up 77.5. August live at 84.15, up 127.5. October live, 89.25, up 130. And August lean hogs at 69.50, currently up 50. Crude oil, 75.05, that's down 41 cents a barrel. The CRB index at 350.65 is up 72. The dollar up, make that down 53 at 84.51. And the Dow Industrials at 11,313, currently up 70.5. And the silver for September at 12.57 is currently up 48. August gold at 651.50, up 660. And the Goldman Sachs Commodities Index at 497.01 is down 166.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Mostly sunny today across Illinois and Indiana, says our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Highs ranging from 83 near Lake Michigan to 89 in the south. Clear, patchy fog forming in rural areas tonight. Lows ranging from 58 northeast Indiana to 67 in the south. Mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90 tomorrow. It's 80 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is WILL Urbana. The time is 10 o'clock.